Hello, hello. It is the virtual midwife, Karen Wilmot, founder of the Due Date Club and the creator of the Relax in Pregnancy Sling. In this podcast series, I'm going to guide you through the why, where, how, and what of hypnobirthing. So whether or not you've never heard of it before and you're wondering what it is, or whether you've already started reading up and finding out more, by the end of this series, you'll know everything you need to know to decide whether or not it's something that you would like to include in your birth preparation. And by the way, I highly recommend you do. Hello and welcome to another episode in the hypnobirthing series. And today we're going to be talking about a powerful technique called hypnotic anchors. Hypnotic anchors are a tool that can help you access positive emotional states during pregnancy and during your birth. It is a way of associating a specific physical gesture or sensation with a desired emotional state, and in doing so, to be able to bring yourself back to that state whenever you need to. It all sounds very simple, but what actually is it all about and how will it help you, especially when you're in labor? And what are hypnotic anchors? Hypnotic anchors are really just like a physical stimuli that trigger a specific emotional state. It could be anything from a song or a scent or even something that you do physically, like touching your thumb and your finger together. So think about how often we associate certain songs with memories. And every time you hear that song, you are immediately taken back to the first time you heard that song. Or perhaps that song reminds you of when you met your partner or the first dance that you had with your partner. It might even take you back to a childhood memory. But hypnotic anchors are about actually creating those, because if you think about smells and sounds or songs, those have been created subconsciously. You didn't sort of listen to that song and say, I must remember this. It was created subconsciously without you actually consciously making that association. Your mind created that association for you. When we create hypnotic anchors, you are consciously creating that anchor so that you are able to recreate a certain state and your body responds accordingly. Because in a previous episode, you learned how your mind does not know the difference between imagination and reality. So you are now using an anchor to create a certain state of mind. Creating your own hypnotic anchors is easy. I mean, it's super simple. You just need to associate a specific gesture or sensation with a desired emotional state. It could be as simple, like I said, as touching your thumb and finger together, or holding a special object, such as a piece of jewelry or a crystal or a stone. And by doing this repeatedly, you create a link between the physical gesture and the emotional state you desire. Think about it in something simple would be like prayer beads, you know, using those prayer beads and the physical feeling of moving those beads through your fingers while you are chanting that mantra or the prayer. It takes you into a state of deep relaxation as you are chanting that prayer, but you are using the physical touch of those beads. It's part of the anchoring technique, making sure that you are fully focused on the act of chanting or praying. And during birth, you can use these hypnotic anchors to quickly access that positive emotional state. And in labor, you want that emotional state to be one of calm, of deep relaxation, of being focused and aware, of being in the moments. And once again, in a previous episode, we talked about mindfulness in labor and birth that helps you to manage the stress or any discomfort that you might be feeling. And taking slow, deep breaths could trigger feelings of peace and serenity. Listening to a special piece of music could tap into feelings of joy, calm, or peace. And you might decide to take a couple of songs that have already got associations that are take you to a place of feeling really calm and peaceful. Or you might find specific songs that relate to the way you feel about your pregnancy or the way you would like to be. They've got words of the way you would like to be in labor. So using those songs during pregnancy, listening to them, and it would be a combination of having them playing in the background and Other times, listening to them in conscious awareness, mindfully listening, staying in the present moment, really listening to the words, to the sounds, and consciously taking yourself into a place of deep calm and relaxation. And you could double that anchor by, when you're listening to that, rubbing the thumb and forefinger together, or holding onto that stone or piece of jewelry. So those would all be anchors that you are able to use during pregnancy as part of your preparation. And then when you're in labor, you use that anchor to recreate that same sense of calm, that same feeling of relaxation, that same ability to bring your awareness back into the present moment and to focus on what is happening in your body. And of course, like all the techniques that you learn in hypnobirthing, none of them are used in isolation. In fact, the more of them you can use together, the better. And when it comes to your practicing, once again, just like you will listen to the song in two different ways, one as a background and two, consciously listening to it. When it comes to using the different techniques, sometimes you will practice just one in isolation, and other times you will bring in others and deepen that. So the more often you can practice them together and separately, the more easily it will be to access them and intuitively almost be able to use them together when you're in labor. And all of those techniques come together to really guide and assist and support you as you move through the sensations of labor. To choose your hypnotic anchors during birth, just take a moment to focus on the anchor and let the associated feelings come over you. You might even ask your birth partner or support person to remind you to use your hypnotic anchors, or to bring your attention back to the anchor if you start to feel a little bit overwhelmed. Another one that is lovely to use is using color and the association that you have with a particular color. And one of the things that I do in my hypnobirthing training and in the accompanying visualization and vision board workshop is finding your color for birth and bringing that into your vision board. So part of your preparation can be, what is your color and how can you bring it into your preparation and make it one of your anchors? What are you going to take in with you to use as that anchor? Because the more you use your anchors, the stronger they become, and you want to practice using them daily in different places, at different times of the day, and in different states of mind. So not always when you're feeling great. It might be sometimes when you're feeling not so great, or a little bit tired, or a little bit overwhelmed. But they are a powerful tool that can help you access positive emotional states. And by associating those things with their desired emotional state, you can easily slip over, and it will really be a great support when you are in labor. I encourage you to start creating your own hypnotic anchors today, to start practicing using them on a daily basis. And of course, as always, I would love to hear your feedback, what you've used. Share your ideas with us in the Due Date Club community, so that you can share with others and inspire us to use and to find our own anchors, how you may have already used them or how you are using them now in preparation for your birth. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Virtual Midwife Podcast, and I truly hope that you found it inspiring and informative. If you want to continue the conversation, then come along and connect with me and other expecting parents in my community, the Due Date Club. This is a safe and supportive space where you can share your experiences, you can ask questions and get guidance from myself, other members and a team of experts that I've brought together to support you. Just visit the website, The Due Date Club, and click on the tab to get started. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with your friends and anybody you think would benefit from this information. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on social media so that you can stay up to date with new episodes and additional resources. I'm continuously adding new stuff to make sure that you stay up to date and informed and prepared.